Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Actually, this is a story that I've told before, but I heard it retold just yesterday. Actually, I saw in a video of Babaji Rebbe retelling the story, and he added some details which I never heard. Therefore, I'd like to retell it with some of those details. The Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, had a son. His son was named Dovber, and he eventually grew up to be the second Chabad Rebbe, known as the Mittler Rebbe, the Middle Rebbe. But when he was a very little boy, when Dovber was a very little boy, he hadn't yet learned Aleph Beis. And the Alter Rebbe wanted to hire a person to teach him Aleph Beis. And so he spoke to a certain chassid and explained to him how to teach Aleph Beis, and that he should start with the Aleph and explain what is an Aleph. An Aleph has three parts to it. On the top is a Yud, on the bottom is another Yud, and there's a line connecting between them. The Yud on top, this stands for Hashem. As we know, the first letter of Hashem's name is Yud. Yud and He and Vav and He. And we think of Hashem as being above us. Not that Hashem is only above us. Hashem is everywhere. But in terms of holiness, we think of Hashem as being above. The Yud below, this stands for us, a Yid, a Jew. And why is the same letter used for a Jew as it is to represent Hashem? Because we try to represent Hashem down here in this world. And that's why the Yud below stands for us, because we are down here in this world. And our job is to bring godliness into this world, to reveal the godliness in this world. And that is the connection between the Yud above and the Yud below. That it's our job as Yidden, as Jews, to bring the Yud, the holiness of Hashem, into this world, meaning to reveal the holiness of Hashem in this world. Really, of course, Hashem's holiness is here all the time because Hashem is everywhere, but it's hidden. And through learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, we can reveal the holiness of Hashem here in this world. And then, between the Yud on top and the Yud below, there is a Vav, sideways Vav, a line which connects the two together. And what is that connection? That is our Emunah, our faith in Hashem. It's our faith that through Torah and mitzvos, we can connect with Hashem, and we can reveal Hashem down in this world. And of course, this connection will bring Mashiach. Now, what does the Aleph actually stand for? So the Aleph actually stands for Anochi. It's the first letter of the Aseret Dibros, of the Ten Commandments. When Hashem began to give the Torah to the Jewish people, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, which he announced out loud at Har Sinai, and every single Jew heard these words, he began with an Aleph to teach us this lesson that the Aleph is Hashem above, and it's us down here, and there's a connection between us, which is the belief that we have in Hashem. And this was the beginning of Hashem giving the Torah with the Aleph. And actually, what Nekuda does the Aleph have? It has a Kametz. And this is also how we start teaching children. Kametz Aleph Ah. First, we teach the children all the letters of the Aleph base. This is an Aleph, and this is a base, and this is a Gimel. And in fact, when we first teach children, we give them some honey, that they should feel that we put some honey on the letter, then give them the honey after they say the Aleph, because this shows them that learning Torah is sweet, as it really is. And after they learn all the letters of the Aleph base, then we begin to teach them the Nekudas. And the first Nekuda is Kametz. And after they've learned the Nekudas, then we start to put the Aleph, the letters together with the Nekudas, starting with, what's the first combination of letters in the Kudas? Kametz Aleph Ah. And that's how we say it to them. That's how we teach them. And our sages tell us that when we teach this way, first learning all the letters, and then learning all the nekudas, and then combining them together, starting with Kamas Alepha, that this gives the child faith in Hashem more than if we would learn it a different way. And this Kamas Alepha represents the beginning of not just Anochi, not just the Aleph, the Kamas Aleph Anochi, but it represents all of the Teres of Dibros. And through that, it represents all of the written Torah, the Torah Shepeksav. And through that, it also represents all of the Torah Shevapah, the part of Torah which was at first not written down, the Mishnah, and the Gemara, and the Medrash, and all of the Torah that's been taught. And all of this begins, and the child begins to acquire this, it becomes part of, it becomes owned, so to speak, by the child through his learning, by learning first the Kamas Alepha. And in this way, by teaching Torah in the traditional way, beginning with the Aleph, and also teaching the child what the Aleph stands for, which is the foundation of Yiddishkeit, that Hashem and Shemayim and we down here are connected, and that's through our faith in Hashem. Through this, we will certainly bring Mashiach so much quicker. May it happen immediately. Thank you for joining the story of the day.